This evening I will speak about Gaur Arati. We just sung Gaur Arati, or we sung the prayer for Gaur Arati. This is Bhaktirao Thakur's description of how he has seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being worshipped. This is not just Bhaktirao Thakur's imagination or speculation, but he is personally seeing this and personally present in the worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you may say, well, how is that possible? Because Bhaktirao Thakur came about 400 years after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaurange nritya nitya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing is going on eternally. Adapi ho jai lila kare gaur arai kono kono bhagyabane dekhi bare pai. Even today, those who are very fortunate, they can see the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going on. Now, in this song, he also sings Shiva Shuka Narada Preme Gada Gada, that Shiva, Shukadeva Goswami, Narad Muni, they're all present at the arti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you may wonder, well, what are they doing there? How is that possible? Shukadeva Goswami appeared some 5,000 years ago. So what's he doing in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila? But Gauranga Nritya Nitya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing and all his pastimes, they are going on eternally. And they're not bounded by space or time. This material world is a prison. Not exactly according to the description here. There's some mistake here. They've shown Kailasa in the spiritual world, and people say, well, we'll worship Shiva, we'll go to the spiritual world. But it's not correct. Kailasa is in the material world. Okay. So this was made up by not a self-realized soul. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not a conditioned soul. So just as Krishna Leela or Gaur Leela, it is not bounded by space or time. We think we are free in this material world, but we can't move as we like, and we are controlled by time. When our time is up, we have to go. When the tsunami comes, you can't say, wait a minute, I have to take my breakfast first. Time is up, there's no escape. But space and time, they are servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the great personalities from all over the universe would join in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan Leela. Or just like Krishna, he traveled, when he came here, in some ways he appeared like an ordinary person, but he traveled all over the universe. Just like when he had finished his schooling, so Sandipani Muni asked for Dakshina, you bring back my dead son, who had drowned in the ocean. And so Krishna went throughout the whole ocean, couldn't find him, went to Yamaraj and brought him back. And while he was present on this earth, he also went to the planet of Varuna, he went to the planet of Bali Maharaj, he went to the heavenly planets, he went beyond all the planets to Mahavishnu. Krishna is not constrained by space. And time is also his representation. Space and time, they serve Krishna. So, great personalities like Shukadeva Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they're also not bound by time. According to our crippled vision, they appear like ordinary persons who are born and die. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur was never born and he never died. We don't say his birthday or his anniversary of his death. We don't say that. This is called Guru Shu Martya Buddhi. Guru Martya Buddhi, to consider him a mortal person subject to death. But just like Krishna comes to this world for some time to do some function for the benefit of the conditioned jivas, so his pure devotees do also. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is not, when he's describing Gaur Arati, it's not just his poetic imagination. It is beautiful poetry, no doubt. But the poetry of the pure devotees is of a totally different quality to the poetry of the non-devotees. The poetry of the non-devotees, they see something in this material world and they imagine some qualities in it. They are inspired by the demigod Saraswati, who gives inspiration how to glorify this material world and go to and remain in this hellish condition. And even mundane poets who describe Krishna and Ram, that poetry is also mundane, because they see Krishna and Ram through their crippled vision, and they consider Krishna and Ram the subject of their poetry. I shall make Krishna and Ram better by my poetry. Whereas the pure devotees, their poetic expression, that is kirtan. Kirtan means glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kirtan does not take place on the tongue. Someone can sing very sweetly, but kirtan is not a product of the tongue. Kirtan is a natural function of the purified heart. So one who is actually in purified consciousness, they can perform kirtan. And the rest of us, we are performing kirtan, or we're trying to perform kirtan, so we can become purified and then we can actually perform kirtan. We have to hear who is Krishna, then we can, from pure devotees, then we can imbibe the mood of service to Krishna and his devotees. Then we can begin to perform kirtan. But if we're thinking, I'm singing very nicely, then there's not kirtan, there's sense gratification. That's why in our Krishna conscious movement, we should keep up. Don't have all these cassettes of these nice singers, these professional singers. They can never glorify Krishna. Kirtan means that is coming from pure devotees only. One who's singing for name and fame and glorification and money, they are millions of miles away from anything resembling kirtan. So ustadi, this fancy tabla playing, all this kind of thing, this has nothing to do with kirtan. Pure devotees, they perform kirtan only for the glorification of Krishna. It's their natural function. We are thinking, all right, let's go and perform kirtan. We'll do kirtan for some time. But a pure devotee always performs kirtan. He doesn't think to perform kirtan. It's natural, just like breathing. Even while eating, even while sleeping, a pure devotee is always glorifying Krishna. There is no stopping. It goes on all the time. This is kirtaniya sadahari. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has composed hundreds of songs glorifying Krishna. These are the natural expressions of his heart's love for Krishna. He has kindly come to this world to communicate this to us. He is glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chanda Arati Koshinda. The words are very simple, but coming from a pure devotee, Mahan Bhagavato Mahan, a great pure devotee, even among great pure devotees, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is great. So the import is very deep. So ordinarily we may say Jai, 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 Jai this, Jai that, Jai something else. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Jai means that his heart is one with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knows nothing else in his heart but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's glorifying the arati of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is Shobha, which is very beautiful and splendid. Shobha is, you might say, an ordinary word. Do you say in Tamil also? Not much. Just like in English you say, that's nice, that's nice. How do you say that in Tamil? You have some equivalent of that? International word. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's not just saying, oh, it's okay. No, he's marveling at the wonder of Mahaprabhu's arati. Pure devotees, they don't speak any ordinary words. Even the words they use may seem to be the same kind of words that we use. But their words are coming from the antaranga shakti, the internal potency of Krishna. So every word a pure devotee speaks, that is fully connected with Krishna. And every word they speak, that increases their appreciation of Krishna. Whereas every word a conditioned soul speaks, binds him up more and more in the bodily concept of life. And so we have to hear from pure devotees. That is Vaikunthavani, that those words, they directly connected with the spiritual world. So we say pure devotee is a representative of the spiritual world, representative of Krishna. It means everything he says has the potency to cut through the coverings on our hearts and bring the direct perception of Vaikuntha. Just like the universe is covered by Bhumir, Apa, Nalo, Vayu, Kangana. The universe has so many coverings. But the pure devotees, they are here, but they are directly with all the potency of Vaikuntha. And our hearts, they're also covered by thick coverings of calm, grow, low, moha. But the pure devotees, they see, this is Jiva, servant of Krishna, they speak to the soul, they don't speak to our contaminated consciousness, to our ahankar, to our misunderstanding of ourselves. So when we meet someone, we say, oh, where are you from, what's your name? And immediately we start to think in terms of our misidentification. Again, we reaffirm, I am this body, I belong to this caste, I belong to this country. But the pure devotee doesn't speak to our misconception, to our ahankar. So he directly contacts the soul. You are a servant of Krishna. Unfortunately, most people, they can't appreciate it or tolerate it. But if we can tolerate to hear the messages of the pure devotees, then our consciousness will be reawakened, our Krishna consciousness. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Gaura Chand, the moon, the golden moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his arati is shobha, very nice. When he says shobha, it doesn't mean like, you know, okay, it means the whole wealth of the spiritual world is in that word shobha, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur uses it. This is the function of Shuddha Saraswati, the Saraswati of the Antaranga Shakti of Bhagavan. She enters the tongue of the pure devotee and then they speak. And in this material world, they're doing the Saraswati Puja, the students, there's Dushit Saraswati, almost contaminated conception of Saraswati. So he describes how this arati is shobha, how it is very beautiful. Jahnavi tattabane jagamanavo. On the bank of the Jahnavi, means Ganga. So again, every word is full of so much meaning. Ganga is very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This she goes by so many names. One is Jahnavi. So even in this one name, you have a whole lila. How Ganga has become so fortunate that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his youth would regularly spot in her waters. So on the beautiful forests on the bank of the Ganga, the arati is taking place. And jagamana lobha, and all the minds of the universe, they become greedy to participate in that arati of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That means all the sensible people, not all the foolish people. Those who are fortunate, they will appreciate who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, everyone in this material world, they are achaitanya. Consciousness is just like a dead man's. There are so many intoxicants you can get to. Amphetamines, they increase your speed of thinking. That's why they call it speed on drug. But even if you are chemically, the brain function is stimulated, but it's all just like the dead man's. Because this whole material world, Achaitanya Vedam Vishwam, which is like dead without knowledge of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to make this world to bring Chaitanya to this world. Krishna Chaitanya, this consciousness of Krishna. And those who are very fortunate, they will become attracted to the beautiful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaurangera Madhur Lila Jara Karne Praveshila Tarhidai Nirmal Bhalota. Who allows the beauty of the very sweet pastimes to enter, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to enter into their ears, that person's heart becomes purified. So Dakini, the description of this Gaur Arati, Dakineni Taichand. So we have two moons here. We have Gaurachand, one moon, and Nitaichand, another moon. There's only one moon in this universe. But we have Gaurachand, Nitaichand, Krishna Chandra. In the spiritual world, there are so many moons. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodita Gaurode Pushpavanto Chitro Shandra Tumonada. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they have arisen simultaneously in the horizon of Gauradesh, and they've given the wonderful light to light up this dark universe with their amazing pastimes. So Nitai is on the right side of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Bame Gadadha, on the left side is Gadadha. If we don't know Nitai and Gadadha, we won't appreciate this. We have to learn who is Nityananda, who is Gadadha. If we don't know who Lord Nityananda is, then our life is spoiled. Shisham Banda Nahija Vritha Janam Gelota Shri Pashu Bara Duracha. This Narottam Das Thakur says that anyone who doesn't have a relationship with Nityananda has just wasted their life. They've uselessly taken birth. They're just animals and big rascals. Similarly, Lochan Das Thakur says, Lochan Bale, Heya Nitai, what is that? Jar Ratina Holo, Lochan Bale, She, Elo or Gelo. That anyone who doesn't have any attraction for Nityananda, then what can you say about them? They were born and they died. Their life was completely useless. Say papi again. It's simply a sinful person who born and they died and their whole life is completely useless. So Nityananda is on the right of Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar is to his left. If we are to understand the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the very deepest aspect, then we have to understand who is Gadadhar Pandit. Then Nikote Advaita Srivas Chatradhara. Then close by also Advaita Prabhu, Advaita Acharya. And Srivas Thakur is holding the parasol, ceremonial parasol. Chatra means umbrella, decorated umbrella. Nikote Advaita Srinivasa Chatrada. Then Vashiyate Gaura Chanda Ratna Shinhasana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting on a jeweled throne, driving all the way from Injambakam. So many advertisements for gold shops and diamond shops. And they cannot even imagine the jewels that decorate the throne that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sits on. All the diamonds of this material world cannot compare with even one diamond of the spiritual world. The diamonds of this material world, they're just like some glass or broken stones compared to the diamonds of the spiritual world. Everything here is just a poor reflection of everything in the spiritual world. nothing here can have a proper quality because it's divested of the spirit of service to Krishna, which is that which is the only thing that bring that is of any quality anyway. All the demigods, Arati, Karyama, Brahma, Adi Deva Gane, all the demigods headed by Brahma are fortunate enough to get the opportunity to perform the Arati. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great mercy on them to allow them to perform the Arati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we shouldn't think he's just some saint, but even the demigods consider themselves very fortunate to have the opportunity to have his darshan. Narahari Adi Kari Chamardhula. Narahari Sarka, one of the, another of the great devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was performing Chamar Seva, Mukhyamana Seva. It's actually the generally the Acharyas, they perform Chamar Seva. You hear in South India also?
Yes.
Chamara. Samara Seva.
They themselves perform to the deity. So, Sanjay, Mukunda, Basu Ghosh, they're singing. Again, this singing, what is the quality of that singing? This Saregama, this, we can practice, but we can never, by practice we can never sing like Sanjay, Mukunda and Basu Ghosh. Again, they're singing, it's not a product of this material world, but it's their eternal function to sing in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes, they go and they sing for him. So that singing, that simply inspires him to dance more and more. But on this occasion, this is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat in detail, he is accepting the arati. So he's this different, little bit different mood this time. So he has his eternal associates and also eternal paraphernalia of the of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan Leela is shank, karatal, mridanga. These are the paraphernalia by which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worshipped. Also this dhup, deep, all these things, chama. But more essential even to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is kal kartal. Krishna has his flute, and in Gaur Leela there is mridanga and kartal. So sometimes we introduce other instruments, but these two in particular are most important. Now in some of our centers in ISKCON, we introduce this bongo drum. But that is not dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mridanga, that is very dear.
Bongo drum?
Luckily it didn't reach here yet. This kind of African drum, it makes a big noise. That is very loud, but that is not madhur. Loudness and sweetness are not usually synonymous. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan also loud, but not only loud. But the general description is sweet, not loud. Shankha Bhaje, Ghanta Bhaje, Madhur Maha Bhaje. Shankha Bhaje, Ghanta Bhaje, Bhaje Karatal, Madhura Vridanga Bhaje, Paramarasha, Ghanta also. That's also Ghanti, Ghanti.
Yes.
Ghanta means, can be this bell or this bell. And the sound of this combined with the voices of the devotees singing in the pure ecstasy of love of Krishna is Paramarasha. And if you like, you can try and translate them. There's no translation in English. Maybe in Tamil you can say something. We really have to come to Krishna consciousness to understand what this means. We use these words like rasal, but we only know the material rasa. When we have chanted the holy names, served the devotees, heard from the devotees, and our consciousness has become purified, then we can begin to understand what is actually rasa of Krishna Leela and Gaur Leela. Then a description of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is looking as he's being worshipped. Bahu Koti Chandra Jini Vadana Ujjal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's face, his lotus face, is shining with a transcendental brightness more than many, many millions of moons. And Gala Deshe Bona Mala Kare Jhalama. Also, the garland he's wearing, made of forest flowers, is also shining very nicely, very beautifully. Shiva, Shuka, Narada, I was speaking, they're all present there. Preme Gada Gada, they're glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu out of prema, out of love for Krishna. Their voices are choking. There are various symptoms of love of Krishna. One of them is the Gadgada Vacham, the voice becomes choked up. There are many such symptoms, Romancha, hairs of the body standing on end, trembling, crying. Actually, it's only by the Antaranga Shakti that the devotees are able to carry on with the arati or kirtan, otherwise they just collapse and faint all the time. Considering the anything about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the devotees should normally just collapse and faint in ecstasy. But by the Antaranga Shakti also sustains their consciousness so that they can do some service to the Lord also. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes how he is seeing the opulence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what is the sampada of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It's the diamonds of the spiritual world, that's there, but the real diamonds are his devotees. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is one such devotee who is an eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada, he has introduced us
to
all the big personalities, the representative of all the acharyas. So it is indescribable. With our limited, crippled tongue and intelligence, we can attempt to describe something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. But what can this tongue say? What is the value of our small intelligence to try to describe the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? But still we should try. That is our natural dharma of the soul, is to glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. So we should try as much as we can, despite our being limited by material consciousness. And if we try in this way, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be very merciful to us. And by these childish efforts at kirtan, we can gradually become purified and join the dancing party of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are inviting everyone to come and join the kirtan, chant the holy names of Krishna.
Krishna.
And as a result of that, we can go on chanting and dancing eternally with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unfortunately, we have no such desire. We should associate with devotees, and then we'll catch the enthusiasm that they have to go to Krishna. We should give up all plans to remain in this material world. They're thinking, I'm living here, there are so many problems, but if I could just get a bigger house or a better job, then everything would be okay. We should give up all plans to be happy in this material world, because they're all useless plans. People have been planning to be happy in this material world for millions of years, and not one single person has ever succeeded yet. So when we are convinced that I don't belong to this material world, then we know I belong to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Young men, they come and join our ashrams as brahmacharis. And the parents are upset, oh, you left us. Why don't you should stay at home and get married? That Shyamchandra's brother was asking yesterday. He's not going to come back and get married? No, I told him no, he's not coming. They were disappointed. They don't know, he's joined the dancing party of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the good fortune? They think if you work in some horrible job, 10, 12 hours a day, to maintain some useless family, they think this is the real meaning of life. They don't know what it means to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing party. So come and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing party. If you're living with a useless family, and bring them also. Make them a Krishna conscious Pandit. Otherwise, it's just chains dragging us down. So if you have chains around your legs, you can't dance. So come and join. Prabhu is calling us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is calling us. Prabhupada is calling us. Varanga Nritya Nitya. Come and join the eternal dancing party of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, we have to dance to the dance of Maya, dancing God. They call this tsunami pralaya. It's not pralaya. This is nothing compared to pralaya. When there's pralaya, then there's Tandava Nritya, dancing of Lord Shiva. Not just a few villages get inundated, the whole universe. There's another kind of pralaya also. That means when your whole material existence is finished and you go to Krishna. So this pralaya is very good, we should go for that. So chant Hare Krishna, dance in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service. And your relatives will think that now you have entered pralaya. It's true. Material life finished. Actual life beginning. Ecstatic life beginning. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.